Peter, let's just start by reflecting briefly on the MK Dons game, obviously last week. What did you make to that 2-0 defeat?
It was a bit of a tough one to take, I think, because for an hour, I don't really think there was much between the two teams. You know, obviously they had the disallowed goal, which, you know, subsequently looked a little bit dodgy, but we'll take that. You know, we missed a couple of chances at the other end. Big George Waring had an opportunity with a header that just went over. And I didn't really think they created many opportunities to put us under that much pressure. But inevitably, goals change games, and they got the first one. It's a good finish from Ali. And then they've gone in quick succession and got the second in it. I think it kind of took the wind out of us, and it was always going to be hard to come back against, you know, a team right up there looking at the automatic promotion spot. So, like I said, for an hour, I don't really think there was much difference, but like I said, goals change games, and they got the first goal, which I think was the crucial goal.
Do you feel like it's a tough run of games that you've had recently? Obviously, look at high-flying Preston, MK Dons, you've had Middlesbrough in the Cup as well.
Yeah, but them kind of big games are what you want to be involved in. Against the better teams, the bigger teams, you want to test yourself personally as a player and collectively as a team, because we are a young team of players that have come from sort of the lower leagues, and that's not being disrespectful to any of them, but it's a step up for everybody that's come in, and it's a challenge. And you know, at the minute we're just letting little individual mistakes cost us, because I don't think generally performances have been that bad. It's just been the know-how to see games out, which Doncaster done the week before. I don't think they were any better than us, to be honest. They took their one opportunity at the MK again. That extra bit of maybe experience and quality at the final third showed, and they won the game. So there's not a lot of difference between the teams that have been playing in terms of performance levels. It's just been the know-how to grind out results. It's proven to be crucial at the minute.
And as one of the senior players in the squad now, do you feel like that responsibility falls to you and other guys as well?
100%. 100%. You know, these, especially the three that have come in sort of on loan, I mean, they've all made their debuts, league debuts. They haven't played, you know, first-team football before they came in. So, you know, we as experienced players, I've been there myself when I was a kid and coming through, you need the guidance of the older boys to help you through games, because, you know, whether they're here for a month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever, you know, we're here for the long haul, and we've got to get them up to our speed. So that's a responsibility from us as senior players to demand high standards on the training pitch, and then, you know, for them not to look at it as an individual thing, stepping stone. You know, they've got to come to Barnsley and know what it's about and know what the situation that we're in, and that, from, like you said, from me as a senior player, I've got to try and help them to understand that and get them up to speed with what we expect.
You mentioned George Waring, obviously kind of playing against the MK Dons. What do you make to the way he started since he's come in particularly?
Yeah, Big George has done well. You know, I watched a couple of the under-21s games that have been on Sky recently. You know, one that sticks to mind is the Newcastle game where he played there. And he's a big lad. He puts himself about. I've been really impressed with, you know, how he's dealt with the physicality of League One football. And, you know, the goal he got against Yeovil done his confidence the world of good. And you know, I thought his performances have been really good since he came in. As of both Ben Pearson and Alex Kawamia, they've all acquitted themselves really well. You know, it's just been unfortunate that, you know, that Yeovil win's the only result that you know that we're seeing from their performances.
Team's obviously kind of struggling for a bit of consistency at the moment. In your mind, what's the key to kind of getting things back on track?
Just sticking together and working hard. We're a tight-knit group, you know, there's no cliques or anything in the group. Everybody mucks in and does their fair share of workload, both on and off the pitch, and it is as tight as group as I've come across, and we've got to stick together. But, you know, we've got to stick together as a whole football club, fans, staff, players, everybody's got to come together. And I think it's important that everybody realises what the club's trying to do and going the way they're going and bringing young players in to try and build for the future. It's an old saying, but Rome wasn't built in a day, and if ever there was a saying, you know, to typify the situation that we're in, I think that is, because it's a work in progress, and we know there's going to be a lot of ups and downs. We're in a little bit of a down at the minute in terms of results, but the hard work that everybody's putting on the training pitch and the managers drilling into us is we're taking on board, and hopefully, you know, we can get maybe that one ugly win is maybe what we need just to kick on and get a bit of confidence.
And the fans maybe need to appreciate that, you know, it is a process. There are going to be teething problems with, you know, young players coming in and everyone gelling as well.
Yeah, but listen, I'm a football fan myself. You know, if I'm paying my money on a Saturday, I want to come and watch this team win. So it's trying to find that fine balance of trying to get the instant success and a work in progress. And it the two's never going to work. We as players know that. You know, like I said, we are going to face obstacles that are going to knock us down. But we've got to, you know, keep picking ourselves up and keep going. And eventually, you know, we've got confidence that we'll get it right. You know, we all believe in what the club's trying to do. I personally do. That's why I'm here. You know, at my stage of my career, I'm really excited about what the future holds for Barnsley. And I'm hoping that, you know, results on the pitch turn around and we can start to see the rewards that, you know, the hard work that everybody's putting in.
Do you consider yourself in a relegation battle now? Because it's such a tight league this year, isn't it?
You know, was it 7 points up until the sixth spot? Anybody can get dragged in. You know, we're 2 points above it, so yeah, we're in one. I'm not going to sit here and deny it. We are, you know, in a precarious position, but we do know that there's, what, 23 games left, is there something like 20 games, something? So there's a lot of football to be played, and all of a sudden, you know, a few wins and you could be up with the likes of the Rochdales and Preston's in the playoff positions, and they equally could be down in our position. So it is that tight that a couple of wins here or there and you're at one end of the table or the other. And you know, like I said, if we hopefully can get a couple of wins under our belt, we can, you know, get away from the situation that we're in.
How's your own fitness at the moment? Obviously, on the bench against MK Dons, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm fit and ready to go. I probably wasn't 100% Saturday, which was maybe what, you know, why the manager didn't go. But, you know, equally saying that, I don't think it would have been right to change the back four from Doncaster, although obviously Mason got suspended. But I'm ready, I'm fit. I've had a good week's training under my belt. Even, you know, we had a bit of fun in the snow this morning, which was good. The tempo was good. And and that's helped with, you know, the mood of the situation we're in, that we've, you know, we can go out and we're still smile on our faces. But we know come Saturday that me personally, I'll be ready as everybody else will be to go.
Do you feel ready to start a game? Play 90 minutes?
Yeah, I'm ready to go now. Like I said, I've had a good week's training. I only joined in training last Thursday and the Friday. So I was a little bit, you know, wasn't 100% in my mind that it was going to be ready. So, like I said, I've got a good week's training under my belt and I'm fit and raring to go to hopefully contribute.
It was a really nasty injury as well, that thigh injury, one that, you know, took a bit of time to heal as well.
Yeah, it was more of an impact than anything else, and then it turned into a strain just purely because I was maybe playing and training on it when I shouldn't have done. But I've that mindset that I'll go until something goes, you know, and the manager knows that. And, you know, it's cost me in the past and it'll cost me in the future, I've no doubt. But that's just the way I am, you know. I'm literally probably, well, I've played 50 minutes with a cruciate injury, so it says, you know, what playing means to me. And maybe just an old experienced head that was needed on Saturday just to pull me back a little bit might help me in the long run.
What about Port Vale on at the weekend as well? What do you make to them, the way they're going?
You know, they're a good outfit, solid outfit, and we know we're going to have a tough game full of experienced players. It's nicked the win at their place earlier on the season. I think it was just before I came here. So, you know, we'll be looking to put that right, as they'll be looking to come here with, you know, maybe with a bit of confidence, seeing us not on the greatest of runs. So it's going to be a tough game and it's going to be a real test for us. But we know that we've got a lot in that dressing room to win games, whoever we play, and hopefully, you know, we have enough in there to get the 3 points on Saturday.